Integrity Solutions has, in fact, identified that there are four core traits. You were introduced to them in the seminar. These traits are the drivers of success, regardless of product, market conditions, or other variables. People who possess these four traits always find a way to succeed. The traits are strong goal clarity, high achievement drive, healthy emotional intelligence, and excellent social skills. Goal clarity is having clear, specific, written goals of what you want to happen in your future. When presented with the four traits self-assessment, many participants rate themselves lower in goal clarity than in any of the other four traits. And almost always, the top performers set goals, write them down, focus on them, and do not let roadblocks get in the way of their attainment. No doubt, goal clarity will impact your success.
With goal setting, you're not really predicting the future, you're just giving yourself a future. I don't think before that I had it. Set goals for yourself, to write them down, look at them, and it makes everything possible.
The next trait is achievement drive. Achievement drive is a latent potential power that everyone has. It usually stays dormant within people because they lack goal clarity. But once you have set clear goals that you passionately want to reach, deeply believe to be within your possibilities, and feel worthy of achieving, this energy is automatically released. Achievement drive causes persistence, a dogged determination, and a never-give-up attitude.
I think I have a good achievement drive just because once I set my mind to something, once I have a goal, I go for it.
The third trait is emotional intelligence. The ability to understand your feelings and emotions and their impact on your behavior. It's also the ability to take control of your emotions and do the difficult activities that bring you success.
The difference between those that are successful and those that may not achieve the success that they'd like to achieve really comes down to this fundamental principle that people who are successful are willing to do the little things every day that those people who aren't successful are unwilling, unable, or incapable of doing.
Finally, let's talk a little about social skills. As you'll recall, social skills is more than just being a talkative, friendly person. It has more to do with your ability to connect with people, to see the world through other people's eyes. Individuals who flex their behavior style and communicate in a way that honors the customer style are demonstrating good social skills. Wherever you are on a success curve, you'll discover that the more you develop these core traits, the more you'll discover your potential for further development. As you reflect on these four traits, it's important to point out the traits can't be gained intellectually. You don't have them because you know about them. They're only developed experientially by practicing certain actions and thinking patterns over a period of time. Over the next few weeks, you'll discover that many of the activities integrated into your weekly assignments are designed to foster this experiential growth in one or more of the four traits. For example, in your first course session, you'll be asked to set some specific goals in different areas of your life. Don't set a goal that is so high that you don't believe it's possible for you to achieve it. And don't be surprised if, at some point, maybe immediately, you have doubts as to whether or not you can achieve a goal. This is very common. When you lapse into doubting your ability, say to yourself, stop. Stop doubting your abilities. Then, immediately, shift your mind to visualizing the rewards you'll enjoy. This mental exercise, with repetition and time lapse, will help you build new, larger internal beliefs about your possibilities. For strengthening your emotional intelligence, Ron Willingham says to memorize this: I go where I'm afraid to go, do what I'm afraid to do, and ask what I'm afraid to ask. Repeat this statement over and over, several times each day. Then each day, do something that you're afraid to do. You'll work on developing social skills each week of this course as you work with your behavior styles worksheets before and after your contacts. Now, before we close, Do you recall the congruence model introduced in the seminar? The picture of the model looks much like the Olympic rings, the five circles. As you focus on the four traits and use the 8-ink communication system, you'll begin to see the five dimensions come into congruence or reach a heightened degree of harmony.
It's just so amazing what people do when they walk out of that 8 weeks and they completely are empowered. Like, I can do this. I can do more.
In this session, we focused on the four core traits and the steps you can take right now to strengthen these traits within yourself. In time, growth in these inner dimensions will cause customer relationships to strengthen. As they do, you'll begin to notice your confidence, energy, and beliefs about your possibilities expanding.